What's the most expensive thing you've legally found? We'll kick it off. Stephanie said, when I was a sophomore in high school, I found some money on the floor, turned it into the teacher. He was able to turn it into the front office. A few days later, got a call to the principal's office. He called my name during morning announcements. So, of course, I was nervous. Nobody had claimed the money, so the principal ended up just giving me the money since I was so nice and turned it in.
No way!
I think it was only around $15 or $20, not a ton, but enough for me to get excited about keeping it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when you're in high school, yeah, that's good. That's good. Like that. Thanks, awesome. Stephanie.
That's awesome. Aaron says, I bought an old $5 picture frame at a yard sale, and when I took out the faded family photo to replace it, I found $2,300 in savings bonds tucked behind it.
Well, would you look at that?
I tracked down the family, and they said to keep it because it belonged to their great aunt. Best $5 ever spent.
I like that. That's kind of cool.
That's great. And then she did the right thing.
Yeah, again.
And she was rewarded.
It's one of those weird, like, why are you keeping savings bonds in a frame?
It's from that generation of, you know, like tuck it under the mattress. Yes. Yep.
Danielle said, I was cleaning out my grandma's attic after she passed and found a shoebox full of old coins. Took them to an appraiser. Turns out one of them was a rare penny worth about $4,500.
Wow.
Almost chucked it into the donation pile.
Man, right. And you don't think something like a penny is going to be worth anything.
Do you think they'll be worth something now that they're kind of discontinuing them?
I think so.
Maybe.
I thought there was some sort of like, I saw this on an ad. So maybe.
Okay.
It's like a 1989 D penny is supposed to be worth a lot.
Okay. I'll keep my eye out for it.
Could be right. Let's see. Terry says, I was helping a buddy tear down an old shed on his farm. In the wall, we found a locked tin box with old baseball cards.
That's kind of cool.
He let me keep a few. One Mickey Mantle card ended up being worth $3,000.
Yeah, I believe that. If that's in good condition, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, those, like, I used to be a baseball card collector.
Right.
And those, you know, you would, I used to have to, my mom didn't want me spending my money on baseball cards.
Yeah.
And so there was a card shop that was on the way home from school when I would walk home from school.
Sure.
And so most every day after school, I'd stop in, just see what they had with a couple friends.
Uh-huh.
And my mom was like, quit spending your money on baseball cards. So I would take and use masking tape and tape coins together so they wouldn't jingle in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's an extra step.
I know.
So were you thinking they're going to be worth some money someday, just liked them?
I just liked them.
Okay.
Dave said, I found a $100 chip on the floor at a casino, turned it into security. No one claimed it by the end of the night, so they gave it back to me. And I said, why not? Played roulette on it, hit with $2,600.
Oh, nice.
That's some good karma right there. This
Absolutely.
Is the most expensive thing you've legally found we're kind of talking about here.
Yeah, Olivia said, I bought a $20 wedding dress at Goodwill for a Halloween costume.
All right.
When I got home and tried it on, I found an envelope sewn into the lining with $1,200 in cash.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Went back to the store. They said it was donated anonymously, so it paid my rent for that month.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, Bailey says, I was walking my dog, found a designer handbag on a park bench.
Yep.
Inside was a gift card holder with a $750 Visa gift card and no ID.
Oh, wow.
I turned it in. Nobody claimed it after 90 days, so they called me to come get it back.
Yeah, when I was running. I was on a jog, and something caught my eye in the sewer, and I kind of went back, and it was a $100 bill just sitting in the sewer. And I was look at that.
No way someone can claim that.
Yeah. I had that moment, though. I remember when I was reaching out to get, I was like, there's going to be a clown that grabs me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Pennywise lives in there.
This is just bait.
Have you seen it?
This is bait.
100%.
They're baiting me with a $100 bill.
You. This is the end of you.
Yeah, Ken just texted and said, yep, found a $100 bill. Way out in a parking lot of Whole Foods. Yeah, that's nice.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you just find that free money.
Well, yeah. I mean, there, again, there's no way that you can turn that in and then, oh, gosh.
Yeah, we'll do one more here.
Yep, Jeremy, I bought a storage unit at an auction for $150.
Yep.
Mostly junk,
sure.
Except a box of vintage video game cartridges. Mm-hmm. One of them, a rare Nintendo World Championship cartridge sold online for $27,000.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I almost didn't even open up the box.
Wow. Wow.
Could you imagine?
27 grand. That's good. Well
insane.
Done, Jeremy. Well done. All right. Good stories there. Thank you for that. It's 99.7 DJX.